You are listening to Perspectives Live, a weekly podcast from Life Heritage Ministries with host Dr. Keith Augustus Burton. In May of 2005, my attention was curiously piqued by two major train wrecks in Asia. The first occurred during rush hour in Tokyo one morning, when an intercity train derailed with such force that it became embedded in the ground floor garage of an apartment complex. Investigators concluded that the crash occurred when the driver attempted to maneuver a curve at 100 kilometers an hour at a point on the track when the maximum speed was supposed to be 70 kilometers an hour. Apparently, in the society that values precision, the driver, Ryujiro Takami, was 1 minute behind schedule after making a time-consuming mistake at his previous stop. If the fault of the tragedy does indeed rest with Takami, it is unfortunate that his frantic attempt to correct his own past failing resulted in the loss of over 100 lives and the injury of hundreds more. The second major accident took place on the Wednesday of that week, when another train crashed in northwest Sri Lanka. This is also alleged to have been caused by a driver error. However, this time, it was not the driver of the train who is blamed for the tragedy, but the driver of a bus who was competing against a colleague in another bus to see who would be first to arrive at the final destination of Colombo. As a result of this man's quest to win, more than 60 families have lost a relative, and the number of injured has surpassed 40. Although living in the same hemisphere, both drivers practice their occupations in two completely different societies. Tokyo is a thriving metropolis supported by state-of-the-art technology and multi-billion dollar companies, while Colombo is a struggling city in a developing nation where more than 90% of the people still do not even possess a telephone. The 23-year-old Takami was probably earning a comfortable salary close to the $50,000 annual average in Tokyo, which is more than 20 times the amount that the unnamed bus driver would have made in a year. If typical of their national peers, Takami was years away from marriage and children, while the anonymous Sri Lankan was probably providing financial support for his wife, children, and his extended family. Two countries, two economies, two men. But strangely enough, they were driven by the same motivation. They wanted to win. They wanted to save face. They wanted to guard their honor. Unfortunately, their motivation for self-justification resulted in devastation without their desired satisfaction. You know, those weren't the only two train wrecks that occurred that particular week. There were at least two more in Japan and plausibly scores of others around the globe. Now, let me correct myself. There were thousands more in Japan and millions of others around the globe. Now, in case you're wondering, the additional train wrecks to which I refer cannot be attributed to those at the helm of multi-ton mechanized transportation units, but were caused by the devious engineers of schemes designed to protect image with no regard to consequent casualties. I'm not merely referring to the actions of those at the helm of companies fashioned after the mold of Enron, WorldCom, or the insurance giant American International Group Incorporated, that's AIG, whose recently ousted president and CEO Boris Greenberg just gifted company stock valued at $2.2 billion to his wife. These megalomaniac moguls are joined by countless others on a self-righteous quest to create or maintain an image. They are beguiled by the illusion that their value is intricately linked to what others think about them, their accomplishments, and their status. Unfortunately, in their selfish quest to save face, others have been defaced. In their failure to acknowledge that they are wrong, others have been wronged. In their desire to avoid negative press, others have been oppressed. The truth is, on the human level, as people push for positions of privilege with paltry pity for those who are pained in the process, train wrecks are taking place at epidemic proportions. I'm sure the two drivers must have rationalized their actions. having made a couple of serious errors in the past 11 months, Takami would not have wanted a third strike to go against his record and face the risk of losing his valuable job. Similarly, the Sri Lankan bus driver knew that a second place arrival would deprive him of the opportunity to be first to replenish his unloaded bus with the potential paying passengers who waited at a bus depot in Colombo. Nonetheless, if the post-mortem pair could be provided with the opportunity of hindsight, they would probably agree that the loss of a job or a passenger load paled in comparison to the tragic loss of all those innocent lives. They would probably agree that their true worth was not dependent on their ability to outperform the competition or impress superficial superiors. They would probably agree that true success is not measured by the accomplishment of self-imposed goals. They would probably agree that the desire to save face at any cost is just not worth it. You know, the desire to save face is human. Nobody likes to be embarrassed, ridiculed, or shamed. However, we need to remember that our very hope resides in one who was publicly derided and slandered. Our very existence is grounded in one who stood in the path of a runaway train being driven by the suicidal Satan and absorbed the deadly blow with his efficacious sacrifice. Our very hope resides in one who transformed eternity's greatest potential casualty into the universe's grandest blessing. And now none of us has to be intimidated by the worldly desire to save face, for we are all recipients of his saving grace. As saved people, we reject our morally deficient wagonless trains, those trains that have a frequent tendency to derail to the detriment of self and others, and we embark on the carriage of God's mercies that is anchored on the broad track of his love. As you pledge today to place your trust in him, please always remember that a tree is known by its fruit. I hope you were blessed by this edition of Perspectives Live. To benefit from the other services of Life Heritage Ministries, you may visit us on the web at www.lifeheritage.org. That's www.lifeheritage.org. If you wish to support this ministry, feel free to leave a secure online donation, or you may send a check or money order to Life Heritage Ministries, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama 35749. That's Life Heritage Ministries, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama 35749. Until next time, always remember that a tree is known by its fruit.